There's blood on the streets, it's up to my ankles. There's blood on the streets, it's up to my knees. Coming to you from the ATX, broadcasting worldwide, in defiance of tyranny.
There's blood in the streets, it's up to my ankles. There's blood in the streets, it's up to my knees. There's blood in the streets, the town of Chicago. There's blood on the rise, it's following me.
The head of the Zionist Organization of America says we got dancing Iranians on 9/11. We got to nuke them right now. They hit us on 9/11. Ha ha, yeah, right. And keep our elves are real.
There's no way planes did that. There were bombs in the buildings. Remember Trump?
We got to go into Iraq. They hit us on 9/11. No evidence. Now we're going to go to Iran. 25 years later, 26 years later. They hit us on 9/11. Boy, you jumped the shark on that, Netanyahu, with your surrogates. Because now, I'll do it. You know what? I'll do a special Saturday show. We'll tee up the 9/11 20 top points that was an inside job. And we'll examine Israel's involvement in it. And I'll dig up all the smoking guns. I wrote books, made films about it. So I am the father of the 9/11 Truth Movement. That's just a fact. Said it day one. That day when it happened. Laid it all out. So we'll revisit that because they're trying to bring it back. Just in, Netanyahu says, as one thinker once said, actually in Russia, he said, the state of Israel is a small superpower, but a superpower. We're going to become a large global superpower. And I read this in Israeli papers. They say, well, America's declining doesn't matter. We'll be the new crossroads of the world. But they want us to help build their greater Israel, and then we go bankrupt, and that makes BlackRock happy. Here's old Benjamin Netanyahu.
מוצא חן בעיניי מאוד. מוצא חן בעיניי שאנחנו מקדמים חזון בתנופה. זה חלק מחזון 2040, או תשמעו על זה. פשוט להזניק את המדינה שלנו לגבהים עוד יותר גבוהים, עוד יותר נוסקים, עוד יותר הישגיים. איך אמר אחד מהאנשים, אחד מההוגי דעות דווקא ברוסיה, הוא אמר, מדינת ישראל היא מעצמת על קטנה, אבל היא מעצמת על, מעצמה עולמית קטנה. אנחנו הולכים להיות מעצמה עולמית גדולה בכל התחומים הללו, ואני חושב שזה צעד ראשון, ותשמעו עוד על צעדי ההמשך, אני באמת...
All right, so we're going to go to break here in about 2 minutes, and Kyle Serafin, who is one smart cookie on so many fronts, joins us to talk about the Iran war, Gorka, the new terrorism czar, saying we're coming after you for your speech, we're profiling all of you if you criticize Israel. We'll look at Trump's trip to China, Xi's nuclear war threat, but also saying he'll help us trade Hormuz. We'll look at Cuba on the verge of falling, kind of Trump's consolation prize, because Iran isn't going the way he wants. I'm certainly not going to cry about that. There's a lot of unforeseen problems there. Also, the data centers and the fact that they're doubling, tripling prices around the towns they come into, and we're just being told, screw you, that's the way it is. And I looked at the numbers. The U.S. is already dominant in data centers and is set to have more data center power than everybody else in the world. So this is definitely a AI arms race going on. If we just have to commit to AI, let it run everything, or somebody else might get it. That's what Kevin O'Leary said when he was on with Tucker yesterday. So I've got a big stack. Well, I could do 2 hours on this. You know, I might just do this in the fourth hour because we've got Peter Tichton, one of Trump's lawyers and the main lawyer that's been advising him on declaring emergencies. He's a good guy. We're talking about elections. It's totally constitutional. But what about for the economic crises that the Iran war has caused? I don't know about that. We'll talk about it all coming up. But whatever you do, remember, this is an information war, and each of us is soldiers in the fight. So share those feeds right now on Real Alex Jones on X and rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShow live.